Finally today, the world's Brandy Fullwood takes us on a musical journey. Here's her latest A-side, B-side.
Listening to Sofrini, this album from the Smithsonian Archives, I thought a lot about songs that capture what it sounds like to travel. Sofrini means in transit or on a journey, so when I listened to the self-titled track, that sound of travel started to come together as cruising through water, striking rocky ground, tumbling through grass, or, okay, if you're sitting by the wing of a plane and you're about to take off and the wheels just keep moving faster and faster, and for some reason you're holding your breath, and just before it lifts, there's this humming. It's muffled, and it's kind of like... The entire album is like that. This song is performed by Frank Owenya and Afrosound with Yoko Nzenze. It's not a one-time travel, but the places these musicians have come from and gone to. That's why you'll hear subtle references to Seattle or Kenya. Each song on the album conjures the sound of journey. The percussion trudges along this brightness that taps back and forth. He says, take your time, stay cool. And yet there's this woven relationship between warmness and brightness that grazes over this heart-racing rhythm. It's not anxiety, but it's that landing feeling. The B-side fully takes on the idea of landing and basking in that fresh, out-of-the-airport vibe. Great Dane by Cosmo Pike is like the sultry cousin to Sofrini. Here I lay beside the Great Dane, astray in the south, obsessed by your mouth. It takes those surf rock elements but marries them to jazz. Instead of brushing against the waves and amplifying that beach sun, Great Dane kind of takes on this appeal to a post-beach day. Where the sun is coming down, there's a lingering lime taste, and the sand is still warm, but it's been dampened. The drums and guitars sink into the song as if they were these heavy, warm limbs dipping under the toasty ground. The brightness is still there, but in Great Dane it washes over and drifts amongst the snare. Similar to the A-side, it envelops this idea of travel, beyond the obvious instrument and genre references. These two songs sound as though they are traveling on their own sound beds. Travel sounds can be somewhat passive. We don't bring back as many sounds from our trips as we do, say, pictures or t-shirts. When you travel around, whether it's by plane or train, car, foot, boat, bike, whatever, before you put on your headphones, what sounds do you hear as you go along these rides? I asked the world staff, and then I asked them, what do those sound like?
So there's a whole lot of, like, of me, like, dragging my suitcase on gravel.
Bong, bong, bong.
And you're next stop Santa Clara, next stop Palo Alto, next stop I can't remember the name of the town.
Mind the gap. Mind the gap.
Please stand clear of the closing doors.
You can't do it with one voice because it's the sound of hundreds of voices. So there's these high ones, blah, 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 blah. And then there are lower ones, blah, 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 blah. And since I didn't speak the language, it was just this marvelous wash of sounds. You've been away
for the fall. For the world, I'm Brandy Fullwood. Impressions over you, blue like bikini eyes, all shallow pain, but it's not deep down. Cigarettes while you're asleep. Nope, I still can't remember the name of that town after Palo Alto. Anyway, Brandy's story is part of Future Folk, a collaboration between the world and Smithsonian Folkways. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. We're back with you tomorrow. If you try to ask me why the